Let's do it.
I'd like to be the leading vote getter for wide receiver at Pro Bowl.
I'm not really thinking about it, honestly. Just really focused on Atlanta right now. You know, we got a lot of work to do so far this season. So, just like I said, just focused on this week.
So no gratification at all?
No, not at all. Honestly, I just, like I said, it's I got to prepare like I do every other week and get ready for this game.
Is how you got to where you are part of the reason why you're trying to tamp down a lot of things?
I think I'm just trying to take, you know, just go about my business how I always have. You know, just taking it one day at a time, not thinking about the future, not thinking about tomorrow, just handling today and letting everything else kind of just play itself out.
Does it work for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it works for me. I think it's the best way that I can prepare, and I think it's the only way that I can keep getting better. No, I mean, we're just kind of focused on what we have to do to play, you know, against their defense. You know, obviously, I have a ton of respect for those guys and what they've been able to do over the years and what they've been able to do this season. But luckily, we don't have to go against them. So yeah, just kind of focus on what we need to do against this defense. It's a really good defense, a fast defense, and we're going to have to prepare just like every other week.
Studied other wide receivers much? Is that a thing guys do?
I mean, I watch NFL football, so I've seen you know, a lot of their games throughout the season when they're playing at different times or things like that. And over the course of the, you know, last few seasons, I've been able to see what they do, and you know, they play similar teams, so I get to see them when they you know, play similar teams that we're going to play that defense. So you know, I have, like I said, I have a lot of respect for those guys because they're really good football players, and they play the game the right way, which you got to respect that.
What's it like to go to a stadium when it's kind of new like this and get to play there for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously as a player, we don't get to see a whole lot of the stadium. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't really – there's not really much, you know, for us that, you know, we can do, but other than just, you know, play our game. But, yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, I think it'll be a cool stadium, obviously with the video boards and the open roof and things like that. But, like I said, for the most part, we're not seeing much of the stadium. So, you know, it's the same turf that every stadium. So, not much different for us.
They're kind of banged up on the outside corner going into this game. But how dangerous is this team? What do they bring to the team?
They're dangerous, I think, because they're so fast. I mean, every position, you know, defensive line, linebackers, and then their secondary, they're all really fast. And you see that on film. They fly to the round of the ball. I think for a team to be able to play well and play zone for a majority of the game, you got to be fast and you got to be able to be smart football players. And they've been able to do that. And I think it was a big reason why they were able to go to the Super Bowl last year because they were playing really well together. So, you know, it's another test for us as an offense. And we're excited to prepare for them and play on Sunday.
Adam, why is it tougher to play zone? Speed. Why is speed so important to do that well?
I think because you have to cover more space when you're playing a zone coverage. Obviously, I'm not a defensive back, but you know, from what I've seen from them, they can cover a lot more space. And to be able to do that, you, like I said, you have to be quick, you have to be fast, and you have to be smart. Like I said, they do that really well. They play really well together. I think that's another thing when you're a predominantly zone defense. You have to play really well together and understand where guys are going to be and where your help's coming from.
So it's more read and react than just go cover this guy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot more thinking involved, you know, other than just, hey, I got this guy and I got to cover him.
How about from your side of the ball, which creates more of a challenge when you're going up against the zone primarily?
Well, the thing they do really well is they mix in both. They actually play a lot more man this year than they have in the past. So, you know, honestly, it's just it depends on each week. Each week is a new challenge. You get kind of different defenses. So there's not really whether it's man or zone that's harder to go against. It's just figuring out what you're getting and how you're going to beat that.
Has there been a team that you faced that's similar to what they're going to bring in?
Yeah, I mean, we played Seattle in the preseason. They're very similar. They probably play a little more man than Seattle does, but in a lot of ways, they're very similar.
How's
No, he's same old. You know, he just wants us to be the best football team we can be, and he knows that each week we have a lot to improve on, And I think a lot of our players have that same mentality. We're not really satisfied with what we've done so far, because I think each week there's things that we see on film that, hey, we can get a lot better than that. That's a good problem to have, especially when you're winning.
What about players? I mean, does the vibe in the locker room or just in general confidence, does that change much when you're 9-2 and 1-7 in a row versus when you're 2-2?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, when you're winning, things are a lot better. The mood's better, things like that. But I think the one thing that this team does a really good job of is just taking it one week at a time. You know, we kind of forget about that what our record is. We don't even think about it, what our record is. We just kind of go into each week the same way and prepare the same way and try to make plays on Sundays.
Coach Shermer noticed the pressure and sacks that they can cause without even blitzing. How does that affect what the receivers try to do to help the offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just shows that we got to get open faster, and we have to be more precise on our routes, because they can get to the quarterback and they can drop guys out and play coverage and still get to the quarterback. So we're going to have to be really good at getting open and getting open quickly.
You said a few times now that you want to get better. Where do you feel like you can't get better?
There's a lot of areas. I mean, I'm trying to be, I'm trying to help this team win games. And I think you have to be an all-around receiver to do that. You have to be able to block in the run game. And do a lot of things in the pass game. So just each week trying to master the game plan, because our game plan changes week to week, and you're going to have different routes and different combinations that that you think is good against the defense. So each week it's a new challenge, and like I said, and you know, trying to figure out what those teams do, and like I said, each team is different, so you have to figure out what's the best way to beat that.
Two more five, guys.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's part of the game. I mean, to be a successful offense, you have to have receivers that block, because ultimately we can't do what we do in the pass game if it's not for big explosive runs. And that's something that we've been able to do this year. Obviously, credit to the guys up front and our running backs. But I think those long runs are broke from the receivers' blocks in the secondary. And I think we have a good understanding at the receiver position that we know that that's our job, and we got to do it at a high level to help this team win games.
But do you see a lot of other times? There's a lot of times where your emotion kind of helping block maybe a backside defense. Then do you see a lot of receivers doing that in other offenses?
Yeah, there is. I mean, I think, like I said, I think teams have to do that. I think it's just kind of part of the game nowadays to help help your team be successful on offense. But yeah, you see it around the league.
Just the reaction to Case Keenum being named SC Player of the Month. Just kind of the vibe from the locker room about him being honored.
Yeah, we gave him a little applause in the meeting room today, so that was good. No, we're excited for him, obviously. He's been playing at a high level, playing with a lot of confidence, and he's been a great leader for us. You know, he demands the huddle. He has excitement every day in practice. He kind of gets us going every day. So, you know, we have a lot of faith and trust in him to lead us, and we're just going to continue to ride off him.
Stefan kept talking a little bit about trying to keep in mind the collapse last year as you guys are so successful. How much is that generally talked about, in meetings and things like that?
It's never been talked about. I don't remember. I don't think it's ever been talked about in meetings. I think it's it's something that we kind of learn from, and we probably have in the back of our heads, but we don't think about it. We don't talk about it. We just take it week to week. And we kind of know what those things were that that kind of got us to that point last year, and we're trying to avoid those things.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks.